These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
Where do you think people... I blanked. Go.
Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Where from is this game today, Tom?
Back in September. That's about it.
Yeah. Does that mean not to panic or anything like that?
Well, everybody's going to panic, right?
That was our guy, Kyle Van Noy.
Says, of course, everyone's going to panic. Murray's panicked.
I'm not panicking.
Murray is.
Small P.
Murray, how do you like him next week in Detroit?
Not as much as I did a week ago.
How do you like him against Kansas City at home?
Oh, they're going to get smoked.
Okay, I think Murray's panicking.
Yeah.
So again, you just stay right where you are. In the meantime, folks, we have breaking bit of news.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Before I get into this, I will say my pants halfway off right now because Ian Rappaport, blue checkmark, he of NFL Network, just tweeting a minute ago. The New England Patriots are getting close on a deal for Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon, according to a source, not official yet, but headed that way. Again, Patriots getting close on a deal for Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon.
Hate it.
Boo.
Oh, I love
boo.
It.
Boo.
I hate it.
Oh, you're booing. I'm booing you.
I love it.
Oh, I hate it.
I love it.
I hate it.
I would have picked him up Saturday night, wherever he was, whatever bar he was at.
Oh, I hate it.
The two of you could have gone smoking together,
Murray.
You're
damn right.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
Love it. I love it.
This guy. Oh, he'll take the top off the defense when he's not high as a kite in, you know, some drug den. Oh, my God. Look at the plays he can make. This is the typical guy that you can't rely on. What's he going to do on third and four? Can he run a route and get you a first down on third and four? Or,
yeah.
Or can he just run a million miles an hour down the field? Is that all he does?
Oh, no. I think he runs routes.
Does he run routes?
I think so.
Really? When's the last time he ran routes?
When he was here playing with Josh McCown about 4 years ago.
Four years ago. Thank you very much. Yes.
Yeah, and you were pants off about him then. Do we have to dig up that sound again?
4 years ago!
Yeah, because he's that talented. Obviously very troubled. That's why he's been out of the league. Mike, this guy has all the talent, and he's built like a brick poop house.
He's ridiculous.
Love him.
He is an absolute force of nature. That was four effing years ago.
Yeah, and he gets into a game after being out of the league off and on for the last 2 years, last week, in a game they didn't even want him in, those idiots, the way that idiot coach still even has a job, Hugh Jackson. He gets in, and he has an impact play last week against Pittsburgh. The guy's the real deal. You go get Josh Gordon.
The real deal. I take it back.
It was 5 years ago.
5 years ago. Thank you. Five years.
2013.
Statute of limitations on takes. I'm sorry. After spending 5 years, in Cheech and Chong's van, I'm out. I mean, my goodness.
I love it.
Oh, why?
Because I think that this is a good guy to take a gamble on. He's younger than Dez.
God, please.
Like, you know, to me, what's the difference between him and Dez in terms of the attitude?
Because I see Dez on Sunday compete and fight for the ball and, I want to be careful with this, but I think on Sundays, Dez is a reliably competitive player. Okay, I don't know. Dez Bryant during the week is a little sketchy, and off season is a lot sketchy. But in my experience, Dez Bryant on Sundays shows up and balls. Where's Josh Gordon most Sundays?
Suspended.
Yeah, I mean, where is he?
I'll tell you what. I still take a shot.
Of all
the guys that have been mentioned, with the exception of like Golden Tate, don't get me wrong, that's a legit guy. But I mean, in terms of troubled players who are available, this guy to me is the most appealing in terms of ability.
Again, if you're just joining us, Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network says what, Murray? Again, I want to get the verbiage right, please.
All right, one more time here because I clicked off of it because who knew that I was going to have to go back to it. Ian Rappaport, hold on. Let me stall here while I bring up Ian Rappaport, official he of NFL Network. The Patriots getting close on a deal for Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon. Source said, not official, but headed that way.
Is it so he still needs to be traded? He hasn't been released yet,
correct?
Correct.
Yeah. No, they were going to trade him today. They weren't going to outright release him.
So you know what surprises me about this? That Cleveland would send him here after the whole Garoppolo thing. Like, if I'm Cleveland...
Hey, boy, everything goes back to Garoppolo.
Think about it. The Cleveland wanted Garoppolo. Belichick wouldn't give him the courtesy of picking up the phone call. What are they going to trade Josh Gordon for now? A mid-round pick? A late-round pick? Like, you're telling me there isn't a comparable offer out there from another team for Josh Gordon? I'd give Belichick the finger if I were the Browns. Screw you. You need a receiver now because you hung your quarterback out to dry, and we have this guy? Go pound Sam. We're going to trade him to Kansas City or whoever else.
Sure.
That's what I would do if I were the Browns.
Josh.
Further evidence that the Browns are stupid.
Why? He gave them Jamie Collins for a compensatory draft pick. This is a solid. They don't want Josh Gordon. Hugh Jackson doesn't want this kid around because he's an idiot. So we'll take him.
So in the same breath you admit that, you want him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are unbelievable.
Absolutely. This kid's talented. Go look at that catch he made for that one touchdown he had against Pittsburgh last week. It's a good route. He's good.
Josh freaking Gordon. Oh, so that's great.
Extremely troubled. That's and it's great. Not just a drug thing, too. He's, you know, could be bipolar. There could be mental issues going on with this player. Like, it's real. This is a real risky move, depending on what they're giving up for.
The weed guys, I really wonder about, too, Murray, because I don't know. You just tell me. I don't, maybe you've read things like, is weed, like, can you be addicted to weed? Is it addicting?
No.
So if you are a chronic weed head, a pot head, you can't pass marijuana tests. It's not even like you're addicted, like you have a problem, like you have an illness.
It's not chemical.
You're a total idiot. Like, so like I even treat the guys, if you're an alcoholic or have a drug addiction or something like that, then you have an illness and like, okay, that's, we got to treat that. And you know, like I get all that.
It's a chemical dependency.
It's a dependency. It's clinical. It's an illness. Like all those things. Weed? You just can't stop being a, you know, knucklehead for the time that it takes to keep your job. Those are the guys I worry about almost more. Like, what is your deal? Just lay off the weed for a little bit, dude. Make your money and then, you know, torch it up for the rest of your life. Like Spicoli, I could care less, but all you got to do is not smoke for 30 days. You know when the test is. It's this date, April 4th. So on May 4th, whatever, I'm sorry, March 4th, stop smoking. Can you stop smoking for 28 days?
Nope.
Because you're not addicted. It's not addictive. So just stop. Just don't be an idiot and prioritize your job and your livelihood. And you can't. You can't do it for like 4 straight years. Those are the guys I really worry about, Murray. Those are the guys I think are truly hopeless. Hopeless. And that's Josh Gordon.
28 days, Murray. Is that doable?
Yeah, yeah, sure. I get the job.
Or whatever, man. Drink the tea, whatever it takes.
My understanding it's more of an alcohol issue.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let it out. Let it out, Josh. Let it out. Okay, you're coming to New England. Smoke them if you got it, I guess.
Basically legal here now.
Good Lord. It's not that. Like, that's not even it. It's if you want to keep your job and maintain your livelihood, you have to stop this one thing that you do.
I want his weed.
So it's like, just, can you do that? Can you do, is your weed that important to you that you can't put it down for the 28 days it takes for you to clean up and just pass that stupid test? Or again, drink the tea or whatever it is that we've all had to do at various points in our lives. Like, it's really not that hard.
So listen, I told you, I'm not contesting any of those points. This guy's a knucklehead. But
you ever had to drink the tea, Murray?
I give it a shot.
Yeah, stuff works.
Yeah, for the most part.
I mean, you know the real reason.
Did you not pass?
I mean, going back like 20 years, yeah, there was one that I failed for some like fake office job. I was better off not getting.
Well, yeah. Murray didn't get a job and left a tuna sandwich in the ceiling.
Hey, look, it's society's issue that the drug has been demonized. It ain't my issue.
So, right, like if you want to tell me that, I mean, it's unfair that someone could have a drinking problem and not miss a day and Gordon can't lay off the weed and he's, you know, has barely played in 4 years. Like I see that inequity and I feel you on that. But that is what it is. It's just the law. Like, I mean, as it is right now. So just don't do it and keep your livelihood. I mean, do you have family? Do you have people who are relying on you? I don't know. Does he have children? Does he have, I'm sure there's people in his orbit that he helps out and takes care of. And so there's people relying on you. And so you have this amazing job with this amazing contract. You make all this money and all you have to do is not smoke weed. And you can't? Oh, please. I don't want to waste my time with that guy.
So I'll tell you what, I don't mind them taking a shot. But now that I look at it a little further, the real reason they're doing this over someone like Dez, you know the answer to.
Money. $790,000.
Yeah. And there's already an eighth of that that's gone because the Browns have paid it.
Minimum salary.
So he's a 700 grand guy for the rest of the year. I mean, that's the reason. They can get him for nothing. And so they'll take a shot on a guy like this. Now, that said, I don't mind it. I think the upside here is huge. And if he's a knucklehead, they'll cut his ass and ship him out of town.
Well, that I know. That I know. And that's what will happen.
All right. So considering some of the other names that have been thrown around here in the last 48 hours, Josh Gordon or bringing Kenny Britt back.
Oh, please.
Or, thank you. Jordan Matthews, who apparently is still in the area and working out.
So I take Matthews over all of them. Kenny Britt, I've seen. Boy, they like themselves some Kenny Britt. How can they not? Why? I just can't quit you. Like, they just can't quit Kenny Britt.
No. Kenny Britt is their weed.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
They just can't give him up.
God, what is it? Does Kenny Britt have pitchers? Well, what has he got where they keep knocking on Kenny Britt's door, this bum?
I think he's living above Belichick's garage.
Unbelievable.
He's like Cato, for crying out loud.
No. I mean, you're right about the no risk, and they'll cut his ass. Like, I get all that. I just... Josh Gordon. Like, I was...
Look, overall, it speaks to the desperation that they have at that position, and it showed you yesterday. Like, how many times did Brady try to go to some of those wide receivers? And, you know, Hogan had a decent enough game, but that's felt a little padded. Like, he woke up late.
Way padded.
Yeah. And, you know, there was a drop-off from week one to week two for Dorsett, and Patterson's useless. Like, they got to do something.
All right, Josh Gordon's coming to town. Here again, Stu, pass it over again here, please. Josh Gordon's coming to town, folks. Roll him up. Hide the women and children. Get out the weed. This is a live look into the Patriots' offensive meeting room starting this week.
Not sure.
Go ahead, Josh. Yeah, there it is.
People are even really using bongs anymore. You can be far more subtle with the pens and the...
But there's no sound effect with a jewel or whatever. That doesn't. There's no sound.
I mean, now that we're going down this road, you know, they could use a pass rusher. I wonder if they bring Chandler Jones back.
All right, your thoughts, folks. Josh Gordon to the Patriots feels like we're closing in on that, according to Ian Rapoport of the NFL Network. What's your reaction to right after this?
I want his weed.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ooh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub.
That's how Jacksonville opened that game. I thought Jacksonville played exceptionally well in that game. Until they started to crap their pants in the second half. But in that first half, wow, what great plays they made. That catch along the sidelines there from 84. Cole. Ooh, wow. As good of a catch as you'll see. So we've been talking about that, your reaction to the Patriots' loss. And the breaking news this afternoon is that the Patriots are closing in on a trade for Josh Gordon, the off-troubled Josh Gordon, with... self-admitted substance abuse problems. And we're making fun of him for the weed stuff. His problems apparently go well beyond the weed. And, you know, when you read up on it, there was just more. Like, for example, I just pulled up a GQ story that he did, an interview that he did. I believe it was last year. And so I'll just read you a little portion of it here. They ask him, back when you were playing in the NFL, because he's been basically out of the league for 4 years. He's been suspended, come back, failed a drug test, suspended, come back, failed a drug test, banned from the league, reinstated, given a drug test, failed. It's happened like 3, 4, 5 times. I mean, repeated instances where he was suspended or banned, brought back, tested, failed, and just over and over and over again. This has been going on for 4 or 5 years. And so in an interview last year, he was asked, back when you were playing in the NFL, would you describe that person, meaning you, as a functioning alcoholic? He answers, highly functioning, for sure. I definitely pushed the limit. I don't know how I did it. It could be before games. It could be before practice, after practice. You see other guys kind of doing it, but I would take it to another level a lot of times, feeling as though I was being enabled. I thought it was an okay thing to do. Well, this is the norm, and it wasn't. It definitely wasn't. He's asked, can you think of an example? He says, I used to make a ritual of it before every game. If I had already been drug tested that week, or the day before the game, I knew I had a couple days to buy to clean my system. Even before I was getting tested for alcohol prior to my DWI in 2014, I would take the biggest bong rip I could and try to conceal all the smell off my clothes. I'd be dressed up to go to the game. A bunch of guys smoke weed before the game, but we're not talking about them again. So he's on the verge of outing everybody else for smoking up before practices and games. He says a bunch of other guys smoke weed before the game, but we're not talking about them. He said, I would have these little pre-made shots, too. I used to love Grand Marnier. I would drink it down smooth. I could usually drink a lot of it, but if it wasn't that, it might be a whiskey or something. And I would drink probably like half a glass or a couple of shots to try and warm my system up, basically, to get the motor running. That's what I would do for games. So And this goes on and 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 on. And it's just so, you know, the fact that he's put himself in rehab and gone through all this, I respect that. And he's admitted that he's had a problem and all that. I'm not, don't mean to dump on him personally.
No, and this summer, too, it came out that he admitted he's been dealing with mental health and anxiety and depression issues. So maybe this is what he's been to cope. Now, might sound like I'm making an excuse for him, but some people, and I can attest to this too, at one point in my life when they want to put you on meds like Celexa or Prozac or something like that, you're like, no, I don't want to be numbed. Instead, I'll smoke weed. It's the other option. Granted, it's not the most legal option, but for a lot of people, they'd rather do that than be, you know, pilled out and be numb.
Okay. So, like, you know, short of turning this into an episode of Sally, Jesse, Raphael, because frankly, I don't mean to sound unsympathetic. I don't care about that. Why are you assuming this problem if you're the Patriots? Why are you?
Because they're desperate.
Yeah, I was just going to say Murray nailed it. Because you're desperate.
I mean, that is desperate.
It is desperate. But again, when you really think about it,
this guy with all of his problems, is it really that bad?
So isn't Kenny Britt desperate?
Yeah, they've done it before with him and Michael Floyd, who had a super extreme DUI.
Yeah, and then they didn't bring him back. I mean, this is
the league, Mike. Talent trumps trouble. And when you're desperate at that position, which they clearly are after yesterday's game, you got to take a shot.
So look, and
I think it's a bad sign. I think it's a bad sign you're bringing on this guy. You are that. It's that bad? I mean, it's not that bad. You're still going to go. We all said it. You all believe it, don't you, folks? They're still going 12-4, whether they have Josh Gordon or not. You're that desperate? We're going to assume this sort of risk and this sort of problem, guy? Like, you're really in the market to assume all that baggage? Is it really that bad? I sort of liked Philip Dorsett and the way he looked the first couple of weeks. You need this?
So they need somebody that can beat a matchup with a good defensive player. That's what they need. I mean, look at yesterday. Again, you got Bouye on one side, Ramsey on the other, and I don't know if there are many teams in the league.
How many teams match up?
So not many. I mean, not many, but you might have to encounter one like this along the way. And inevitably, if you're going to win a championship, you're probably going to have to beat one in the playoffs. So yesterday, I think this was part of the problem yesterday, is that you put Hogan out on one side and Dorsett on the other, and whether it's Ramsey or Bouye, play either way, you're done. You can't match up on either side. They can put either defensive guy in either guy, and you're screwed.
But Josh Gordon is desperate, man. That is desperate upon desperate.
So to me, like, I look at now and I say, Bill, what the hell were you thinking during the offseason? Like, what'd you think? Chris Hogan and Philip Dorsett were going to be able to beat?
No. Jordan Matthews, Malcolm Mitchell, Kenny Britt, that's where they put their chips. 0-3.
Yeah, I'd go back even further, though. I go to Brandon Cooks and Amendola. Like, you know, you got some big catches out of those guys in the AFC title game last year.
Give me Amendola any day of the week over this guy.
They could have used Amendola yesterday. They could have used him in that game. No two ways about it.
So now Josh Gordon apparently coming to the Patriots. Your reaction. Jay in the truck. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, so, listen, Josh Gordon, yes, has a ton of problems. I agree 100%. But he's going to beat one-on-one coverage.
If he's out there, Jay.
If he's out there, yes. No, listen, there's 100 flaws with this guy. And would I rather have Dez Bryant? Yes. But we need one of them. And I don't see any other options besides him or Josh.
So what is all this stuff we're going to throw to the running backs? Oh, when Edelman comes back, they've got everything they need. So what is all this? Now you've got to go after guys like Dez Bryant and Josh Gordon? I mean, two of the biggest problems in the entire league? That's what you've got to take on? You're that desperate? I mean, I just think this speaks to your state. And I even think they're panicking. Like, it's not that bad. Philip Dorsett has shown a little something. So if Edelman comes back and it's White, Gronkowski, Edelman, Dorsett, I mean, you're sort of onto something there. And I think that's okay. And if you want to bring in someone without this sort of baggage, like Golden Tate, where the worst thing he did was break into a donut shop, right in the middle of the night in Seattle. Like, that I get, fine. A guy that you can rely on is going to be a functioning member of your team and you don't have to worry about. This is like, is it really that bad? You've got to assume this sort of risk?
Oh, see, but I think that the wide receiver situation on the outside is bad. I mean, it's bad. And so, look, I don't know, maybe Brady threw a fit. Who the hell knows? Like, at some point, they were leaning so heavily on Brady and Gronk, for crying out loud. Now, and I don't know, maybe at the least they should have waited until Edelman came back and then they see if that changed the dynamic. But they had to act on Gordon, right? Because he's going to get moved here. So I don't mind it from a gamble standpoint. I hear what you're saying, though, in terms of the makeup of the player. I just think that they lack talent. And this kid's got it. He's a complete knucklehead, but they lack talent in the wide receiving core.
Mark, go ahead.
Tony, you just took the words right out of my mouth maybe Brady finally pulled a tantrum and say, get me somebody to throw me so I can throw the freaking ball to. So Mike, I'm going to tell you something right now. When Edelman comes back, don't think for a minute that this is going to be the end-all, save-all to the crap bag receiving core that they have right now. I agree with Jim Murray. They needed to do something. And if this guy could catch the ball against the top defensive backs in the league, I say go for it.
I would just rather them give something up and get Golden Tate, who's legit, pro, shows up, reliable, tough. He's going to be out there every Sunday, and give something up and pay the guy. But instead, they don't want to pay anybody.
So this is a $7 million salary there, right?
Right. So this is Josh Gordon, $700,000. So what is this really about? Is
it money.
Is it about the talent, or is it about, again, what you're paying the guy?
Well, so look, with them, it's always about the bang for the buck, right? It's about the talent you're getting for the money. So they're going to take a shot on a guy like this because it isn't going to cost him that much. Look, I told you, given what's out there, this is the guy. I would take a shot on him over Kenny Britt or any of the other guys they brought in. At least I look at this guy and say, if I ever could click for 15 games, like, that's all you need, really. Like, get him up to speed for a couple weeks and then 15 games and then adios.
I just didn't think they were this desperate. I did not think they were this desperate.
Felger and Maz. Felger and Maz.
Oh.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josh Gordon's situation is something that, of course, has fascinated us really for the last several days, and I'm told it is coming to a close. The New England Patriots right now are close on a deal to acquire Browns receiver Josh Gordon. It is not done yet, but my understanding is it is headed that way. They have not yet contacted Gordon, for instance, but that call should be coming. Now, for the Browns, this is a situation where, remember, they announced pretty publicly on Saturday night, that they were going to release Josh Gordon. At that point, teams started calling. They realized they had a trade market for him, and at that point, they simply sat back, watched all the offers come in. There were a lot of interested teams. The Patriots, though, took an interest from the very beginning, and again, not done yet, but I'm told it is headed that way, very possible that Josh Gordon becomes a member of the New England Patriots.
You are officially desperate. Assume this headache. So you wonder if Josh Gordon is clean and back to being a functioning pro, why would Cleveland get rid of him? Not like Cleveland's bursting at the seams with talent. He's cheap, $790,000.
It's a good point.
Veteran minimum, tremendous talent, cheap salary. Talk about a desperate team in Cleveland, and they don't want anything to do with him. Why? Why, Murray? Why is he available?
Well, do you want the reason what happened over the weekend? Why they're doing it?
Yes.
Or, I mean, overall, it's because Hugh Jackson's a boob.
Oh,
I mean,
really? So it's Hugh Jackson?
Yeah, he's won one game in 2 years. Yeah.
I see.
Period, end of story. That's all I get to say. He's an idiot.
Got it.
He shouldn't even have that job.
So it's not about okay, go ahead. What did Gordon do this weekend?
So the reason that he is now out, according to Ian Rapoport and Adam Schefter over the weekend, when he showed up to the facility on Saturday, he was fine at Friday's practice, and then Gordon shows up Saturday, and he had an injured hamstring.
He was late. So he shows up late on Saturday.
Yep. With an injured hamstring and...
out of nowhere. So it's the day before the game, and they've all shown up for their meeting in Saturday morning, or the walkthrough Saturday morning. Where's Josh? Not there. Oh, here we go again. Shows up with what, Murray?
An injured hamstring.
A hamstring out of nowhere. Oh, Josh, where'd the hamstring happen? Because you were fine at Friday practice.
Well, Adam Schefter tweets that Gordon hurt the hamstring at a promotional shoot, not at practice. Now, and also, according to Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland plane dealer, the Browns also concerned about the fact that Gordon was, quote, not himself when he showed up on Saturday.
Oh, interesting. Mm. Not himself. When you say promotional event, what was the, in air quotes, promotional event?
Oh, who knows? Could have been for shoes.
Was the promotional event on Bourbon Street?
Could have been for Patron. Who knows?
Uh-huh. So, good Lord. I mean, again, is it really that bad that you've got to assume this? Now, you're the one who's got to check his breath in the morning? You're the one who's got to, if he shows up a few minutes late, wonder where this guy is. You're now the team that has to wonder about what he's doing, who he's doing it with, and whatever happens is now going to rub off on you. Now you are the ones that have to do this, all because, what, you had a typical early season loss in 90-degree heat down in Florida, which happens just about every year?
Okay, so wait, though. You think this was triggered by the loss?
I sure hope not.
I don't.
I mean, you're probably right. It's probably not.
I don't. I just don't think they're that reactionary. I just think that they were waiting for the right deal. But I'm willing to bet that Dez Bryant would be here, in retrospect, if they could have agreed on money.
So he shows up Saturday late, hamstring injury out of nowhere, apparently says he hurt it not at playing football, but at a promotional event, and Cleveland was worried because when he showed up on Saturday late, he, quote, wasn't himself.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
That's vague.
That's tremendous. That, yeah, no, right, exactly.
They don't want him in there anyway. Hugh Jackson said after he scored a touchdown in the tie against Pittsburgh last week, he wasn't even supposed to be in the game. Jackson doesn't want him around. They don't want him around. So they're going to cut him or trade him, and now he can be traded to the Patriots and hopefully help them out. They have an issue there. I don't think that yesterday's loss had anything to do with it. I just think this expedites the move. They wanted to do something. They have Kenny Britt still hanging around. Jordan Matthews, this kid's talented. Talent trumps trouble in the NFL, and he's $790,000 on the book this year. If he's a mess again, you just cut him.
Bryson Swampscott, what do you think?
Hey, Felga, real quick. I usually agree with you, but you're a moron. Who's cheaper, Robert Kraft or Jeremy Jacobs? There's a thing called cost of doing business. If a waste management truck needs trucks to pick up trash, you gotta pay the truck to pick up the trash. The offense sucks on the Patriots.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about?
No idea, no. I just think he says sometimes you're in a bind and you've got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I just don't think they're in that big of a bind. I don't think they're in that big of a bind. I think they are a depth receiver short. They don't need a star receiver. I don't think so.
Okay, but this guy's probably not a star anymore.
Oh, if he's right, I mean, his physical talent is...
You know, off the charts.
Something else. I mean, you don't take a chance on a guy like this unless he's special.
Well, but they don't need him to be a star. They just need him to be pretty good.
Yeah, I just want a guy to get open and catch the ball and move the chains on third down. I don't need all this. I don't need anything else than that. That's all they need. I mean, what Dorsett gave you there in week one and glimpses of yesterday is, if Edelman comes back, pretty much all they need. I mean, I don't know. How many times... other than that Randy Moss 1 year, what sort of star receiver, big talent receiver, has driven this offense or been important to this offense?
Well, it hasn't.
You've been to eight freaking Super Bowls without it.
Okay, but again, are they signing this guy because they need him to carry the offense, or are they signing him just because they need someone who can beat one-on-one coverage on the outside if and when the matchup comes? Like, to me, that, again, I don't mind the move per se. I mean, I like the move. It's low risk. And I know I asked you this during the break. I don't think any of his history involves any violence.
Not that I can see.
Right? So the guy's irresponsible, clearly. And they can cut his ass if it doesn't work out. So I don't have a problem with the move. But I don't think you're wrong to say, boy, this is unlike them. They wouldn't touch a guy like this with a 10-foot pole, typically. Like and it does speak to how desperate they are. Like, you look at it and say...
If he was making any sort of money, you know he would be nowhere close to this place.
Right.
He'd be nowhere close to it.
No, they like him because he's cheap.
So, like, that's another part of it. So you're going to assume all that problem all just because it's a minimum salary? I mean, you're not that bad off against the cap. You're fine. You got room. And if you think you don't, I'll give me a cocktail napkin, and I'll figure it out. I'll clear some room for you real quick. No problem. Yeah, got like Dwayne Allen still around here. I mean, they cut his salary a little bit, but there's a lot of dead weight on this team as far as I can see. So, anyway, I don't know. I just didn't think we're this desperate for the guy. Kevin on Cape Cod. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the risk at all. I don't see why you're saying it's like a desperation move or it's a bad move. What's the worst case scenario? They get rid of him. What's the best case scenario?
Yeah,
this kid's amazing. He comes back to life. Maybe he doesn't want to play for Cleveland anymore. He's done. He's been there for years. They suck.
Yeah, worst case scenario is that he hurts himself or someone else or has a really bad incident, and it's on your time and it's on your purview. For what? Because you're having a little trouble getting open outside, but it certainly isn't dire. I mean, that's the worst case. Or that he just comes in here and is a total pain in the ass. And so then you cut him, but it's still something you have to deal with. It's still, you know, man hours you've got to spend on the guy, time you've got to spend on the guy, mental energy you've got to spend on this guy. And again, for what? For what? I just don't think you are that desperate. Long commercial-free segment is next.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, it's a long year, man. I think, you know, you have a bad day against a good team, it's a recipe for losing. You know, we certainly had a bad day, and we got to learn from having bad days. And they're just, things don't magically happen. You got to make them happen. You know, all of us have to have more urgency to do things right more often over the course of practices, games, you know, a matter of us going out and executing. But it was us. I mean, first couple drives, just us. And then you're behind, and then playing in a situation where playing against a great team on the road that plays well when they're ahead, and they played really well.
That's Tom Brady after the loss yesterday, so he can continue to pick our way through that one. And the news today that the Patriots are closing in on Josh Gordon coming from the Browns. These guys like it. Most of y'all like it. I don't. I think it's going to work. I mean, I agree there's no risk, really, unless, again, he does something bad off the field if he hurts somebody or himself or something like that. But other than that, I mean, there's no real risk because you'll ditch him. If he shows up late on a Saturday with a mysterious hamstring injury after a promotional event the night before, then, you know, he's gone. No problem. Just like Michael Floyd was gone after his super DUI. Remember that video?
Oh, sure.
So do you think Robert Kraft looks at that, the Michael Floyd thing, and says, well, we didn't lose anything out of it? Or does he look back and say, that was kind of embarrassing? We pick up this guy. Known guy with some problems, and he's passed out at the wheel of his running car in the middle of the night, no idea where he is.
People got short memories.
And that's with us? No, well, I don't know. Does Robert?
But then why would he allow this?
I don't know.
So, look, I just think that, again, I don't know, maybe this is the line they've drawn to, that if it's nonviolent and it's a guy who's troubled but doesn't hurt other people, at least not yet, then they'll tolerate it, and they'll try to work with the guy if the price is right.
If the price is right.
I mean, I hate to come back to that.
Always, but that piece to it.
But again, it's the first thing I did with Gordon. As soon as I heard Gordon, I looked it up, 790 grand, an eighth of which is already gone. So he's under 700 grand for the season.
I also don't see how it works. So he's got it.
Well, other a-holes have come here and not acted like a-holes, like Michael Floyd, like Kenny Britt.
Whoa. What do you mean he didn't act like an a-hole?
Yeah, it wasn't immediate trouble as soon as he stepped into New England.
When was that DUI? It was before the Super Bowl, wasn't it?
No, it was before
they got him. It was before they got him. Yeah, it happened with Arizona, and then they brought him in.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
Why did I think he was already here?
You wanted it to be.
That's just how I remember. Did the tape come out when he was here?
Yes.
Maybe, yeah, maybe like that's what it was.
The week of the signing.
So the tape came out when he was here, but that happened before he got here.
Right.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
100% positive.
All right, but either way, that's embarrassing.
It is. But again, maybe this is the line they've drawn. You know, a guy. Remember that defensive lineman that Reese thought they had signed, Mike Reese of ESPN, Jonathan Drew or something, who had fired a gun off? As soon as they found that, as soon as that came to light, they didn't sign him. But a guy like this, who just drinks and smokes, fine, you're in. Like, no, it's funny. I mean, it is. But look, they are desperate. Like, to me, that's clear.
Drinks before games.
That is like...
I mean, you have some real mature guys in that locker room. Matthew Slater, he does all those commercials as a pitch man for AdCare Hospital. So, you know, attach him to the hip of Josh Gordon. Those McCourties are boring. Have them hang around him.
No, I'm sorry. There were stories about Floyd when he was here. Now I'm jogging my mind. I'm going to go back and look at some stuff.
Like, you go ahead.
Didn't we hear stuff about him when he was here?
I don't remember.
I do.
I don't remember.
See, people have short memories.
I just remember that. I just remember that Brady threw him an in cut that went off his hands, and he got picked.
Yeah, in the
Houston playoffs. Divisional game. Yeah,
in the playoffs. But so this is a guy who, you know, admitted to basically being under the influence for every game he's ever played. You know, they ask him how many of your games. Again, this is from the GQ article that the interview he did in November of 2017, so almost a year ago. He goes into, and I've read this to you before, about how he would do bong hits or shots of Grand Marnier before practice or games, and that was sort of a ritual that he would do. And they ask him, how many of your games would you estimate that you had something in your system for? He says, every game, probably every game of my career. Including college? He goes, definitely college. And, you know, and a lot of his answers here, he says, well, a lot of other guys were doing it too, which is bad sign. We're not talking about other guys. We're talking about you. So, again... Okay, so outside of all of that, I don't think it's going to work because he's played like 10 games in 5 years. All right, since 2013. 2014, he played 5 games. 2015, he was out of the league altogether because he couldn't pass his tests. 2017, he comes back and plays 5 games and then suspended again, can't pass tests. 2018, he's played 1 game. So he's played 11 games in over 5 years. And coming from a totally different system, and you know, Murray, that that Cleveland offensive system is probably like written in crayon. It's probably like, honestly, that play, the, you talk about, you know, the idiots in Cleveland, it's probably a scratch and sniff freaking playbook. And he's going to come here and get on the same page with Tom Brady and all of his stuff. No chance.
Yeah, but the numbers he put up 5 years ago, granted 5 years ago, it's a lifetime in the NFL, when he had Brandon Whedon and the other guy that looks like Lando Calrissian throwing to him. Who was it? Jason Campbell? Is that who it was?
Lando right, Calrissian. Yeah,
yeah. Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah, thank you. God. But those, like, the numbers he put up that year were ridiculous. The talent's there. You take a shot. For $790,000, talent trumps the trouble. I like it.
I'll tell you what, though. It is amazing that after doing what they did, they got rid of Cooks, they got rid of Amendola, that they would go through this parade of guys, including Kenny Britt, who's been arrested like 9 times, and then Josh Gordon. Like, there was a time where, you know, they did put an emphasis on guys who wanted to play football.
And you all liked it, and you loved it, and you celebrated it.
But you know what? Kenny Britt is every bit the clown that this guy is.
I don't know every bit, but he's, you know, he's got his own set of issues, no question about it.
I mean, coming out to the field with his headphones on and a hamstring injury that lasted 6 months?
Man, I haven't counted. Has he been suspended 5 times? 5, 6, 4? What is it? What's the number? Kenny Britt hasn't been suspended that many times, has he?
No, I'm not sure he's been suspended at all.
All because, again, and I guess it's more than weed. I thought it was just weed for a lot of it.
Yeah,
but
Britt is more arrests, less
suspensions. Oh, great. All right, so I guess they're actually improving then.
No, what? his suspensions are in society.
Oh, God. Jacob in New Jersey. Go, Jacob.
How you guys doing, man?
Good, Jacob. So, what do you got?
So Bill and his personnel decisions, it's funny how he seen Aaron Rodgers torch early in the game and he benched him, but he couldn't do that in the Super Bowl. That's funny to me. Also, him and his receiver corps going through all these receivers is his fault for not signing Danny Amendola for $6 million.
Agreed.
And not keeping Brandon Cooks for one more year. And
So I'm going to stop you there. I don't blame him for Cooks because that was a great return. They killed that trade. A first-round pick for a guy that didn't totally worry you. He's got a year left on his contract, and you get like the whatever that was, the 21st overall pick. Like, that was a great trade. So I don't blame him for getting rid of Cooks. Amendola, $6 million guaranteed over 2 years for what he means to Brady?
Amendola's the one. To me, that's the one I look at now. And I know it's a different position, per se. You know, it's not apples to apples. But yesterday, just remember, look what Amendola did for him in the game last year in the AFC title game when they played Jacksonville. He was huge.
Just about 1 year the game himself.
Oh, he was huge. So to me, that stuck out yesterday. Like, and now you've got Gordon on top of it. Like, you sit there and look at that and go, wait a minute. Brady doesn't have enough guys to throw to after you trade away Amendola and Cooks. And granted, the return on Cooks was great. So it's really more about Amendola letting him leave via free agency. And then you're 3 games in and you sign Josh Gordon?
So that's
a trade for him?
Like that's what it is. You let those guys go, as Maz says, so you know you have the hole. And you've got the whole offseason and the whole league, you know, and the whole draft process and the entire free agency to hammer out how you're going to fill those gaps with Cooks and Amendola gone. And 2 weeks into the year, you've got to go get this guy? I'm sorry, that's not a happy story. That's not a good story.
No, and you know, the parade of guys that they went through in the preseason, you mentioned this back in the preseason, he's whiffed on everything there. Jordan Matthews, Malcolm Mitchell obviously got cut. Kenny Britt, like, he went through the whole lot of them, and none of them can play here.
Okay, we're treating it like breaking news. I'm just curious, has anyone followed up on the old rap sheet there, Murray? Or is he sort of dangling out there by himself?
He's dangling out in the wind.
Well, there's some dangling going on.
Yep.
So let's just,
Shefty hasn't weighed in yet, right?
No. Oh, I don't know. You tell me, Murray.
No, he hasn't. Nothing. So just Ian Rappaport.
So Murray took his pants halfway off when this news came.
Yep. I'm airing it out, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't air it out quite yet. Yep. If it's just Rapp out there, there's been no...
It's kind of worth mentioning that Rappaport debuted a podcast recently, and Bill Belichick was his first guest.
Fair enough.
And, well, so here's the other thing, though.
And because Rapp technically works for the league... I don't know if he's really allowed to get things epically wrong. You know, like, I don't know. But It's dangling.
But none of the local Patriots have shot it down either, right?
No, and that's usually quick to come. But, I mean, I don't know the way this works. The teams don't give the local guys anything anymore. Sucks. So I feel bad for those guys. They just parse it out to the national dudes.
But they wouldn't let him shoot it down if it was wrong?
Yeah, probably. So, I don't know. It's a dangling participle. We got Josh Gordon dangling out there in front of New England. How does that feel? So, again, the latest on Josh Gordon to the Patriots right here in our update. 90 seconds, no commercials. We're back talking about that and the Patriots lost yesterday in Jacksonville.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.